So tonight, our halacha shiur will be about learning halacha. The last part that we've been going through is from the din of Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Source number 30 says, Ach Adam Kezeh, person who has to work and isn't able to, Torah b'parnaso. Me'achar she'eini yochel lilmod divrei Torah, he's not able to sit and learn the whole day. Harim ma'od sarich she'e kol limud o'bilimud ha'mevi lidei ma'isa. So it's very important that all of his learning should be things that will be practical for him. Shane, halachos atzrichos. These are the halachos that require the chol adam leida osam. That's to know them. The kaima mitzvos kehilchos. The zahir me nikoshal be surim chas v'sholom. So he has to know practically what to do and what not to do. So if the person is what's called a balabas, is not sitting learning full time, says the balatanya shulchan aruch harav, he should be learning halacha. You're not always going to have a chance to ask the Rav, what to do. This is before the days of texting. At least on Shabbos. Oh, shelo ye yodea lishol histabikal. You won't even understand to ask a question on this.
What's that?
Why is that just
1:1?
You notice there's 2:9. Why isn't it 1:1? You open up a halacha, but you should try out. Because it sounds like there's debate. Should be the first halacha.
Okay, so we'll learn through Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Kunjus Achron, Hilchos Talmud Torah. We'll see the whole thing. But Lamaisa, this is, you can't start with this. We had to build up the whole sugya by going through, the Gemaras, the Rishonim, and the Machlokas, the Vein HaTam we saw, the Rambam, what a person's equal limit should be. But he says you have to know Lamaisa what to do. What is that? So he speaks out, Hainu, Rov Orachayim. That means Mishnah Berurah. Should be going through them. Someone in Shir once asked Rav Shechter, I wasn't there, but they told me, If you don't know Hilchos Shabbos, should you just stop and learn Chelek Gimel? He said yes. You should know Chelek Gimel in Mishnah Berurah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is brought down that he would advise spending 1 year on each of the halakim, a year on Aleph, a year on Beis. Okay. Which Lamais, if you think about the Dirshu Daf Yom V'Halacha follows more or less that pattern, spending a year on it. But he says you have to know Rov Orachayim Kimat Kulo, basically all of it, right? Meaning what we knock out of that. So probably don't need to know, I think it's in Simon Lamed Beis, like the Tzuras HaOsios. You're probably not going to pass me too many shayas. Is this the correct way to make a ches? It's not a way. But how to put on tefillin, right? So these are dinim that you have to know. So, kamat kul, you have to know almost kamat everything of Orachayim. Umiyat Yoradea. You have to know a little bit of Yoradea. You probably don't know all of Bris Mila. You don't have to know all the dinim of Nedarim or Shatnez. But b'cholav tarovis, what's a shaila? Kimat umaat a little bit. The Eben Ezer, Choshen Mishpat, kol halacha berura b'taima mihatalmud beforshav. Kimo harosh or Beis Yosef lefachos. At least to go through the Rosh and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is quite a limud to go through all the. He quotes all the the Rishonim and all the relevant sugyas. The lachzor alehim laolam, and to always do that, not to think, okay, I did a daf yomi b'halacha for 6 years. Now I'm done. I'll check and move on to the next thing. You start again. Go back to chelik aleph again. V'gami shedaita yofet. Person who has a very good brain. Sheyuchal lilmod liskor kol hatorah shabalpeh. You could remember it all. Yeshlo lilmod lachzor techila hilchos halachos halal hatzrichos lemaise. Even if you remember, you still have to go back and review. Ki yeshlehen din kedima. These have a preference. Al shar kol halachos she'ein tzarich lemaise kol kach. You want to learn Hilchos Ribbis. It's amazing limud. Okay, maybe your limud should be Hilchos Mukta. Maybe you should pick something that comes up. This looks like Eirvin. It's fascinating. But if you're not going to be practically involved in making Eirvin, it's probably not the main thing you should be learning. Limud Hagados Mevi Gamkein Lidei Maisa Lizbone Mitochan Musar Haskel. You're learning Agadatas, and you can get from them. Almost like I find it hard to believe, like someone like Rav Moshe Feinstein would have like a Musar Seder. Maybe he did. I don't know. But like he got the Musar from learning the Gemaras itself. So if you're on the Madrega and you don't need to open up a Musar Sefer, Mesilas Yesharim, Orchas Tzadikim, whatever, okay, you get it straight from the Gemara. But if not, says the Baal HaTanya, if not, right? Do we want to skip this in? You can't get it straight from the Gemara. Yilmo b'sifrei Musas, and you should open them up. Shednivnu divreihem al midrashim agados umaymer hazohar. So you get this. V'cholzel milvad hakriya b'tanach. Right? You have to know the basics. Meaning where this is all coming from. I learned with a gentleman and I'm just going over the stories in Tanakh with him. He never heard the story with Shlomo HaMelech and the two women came with the one baby. He was totally blown away by that. He You know, you learn, you go through, you learn the stories. It's kedai to know what happened in Tanakh as well.
What if you get more of a geschmack?
Oh, we're going to get to where your geschmack is. Well, we'll get to where the geschmack factor kicks in. All right, so let me see. I'm all over the place over here.
It also doesn't sound like he's saying that you could do this with the Shulchan Aruch.
Why not? Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is amazing.
No, I'm just saying, but he's...
He's saying the Rosh and the Rabbi, what Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is then? Rav Sif, the Lori Sisayit Shlita, my Rebbe, Rabbi Sif, used to learn Mincha Marv Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And he explained because it covers all four sections. You learn Mishnah, it's Or HaChaim, but he would cover Yoredeya, that was he learned then. And Rabbi Sauber told me, when he was first starting out being a Rebbe, he was teaching Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he said, you know, he asked one of the Rabbanim here in the Edison Shiva, and he said, you can paskin from that. You can paskin from Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I saw there's a version here somewhere in the shul we have that has actually the psakim of the Mishnah Berurah like at the bottom. It was like footnotes of that. But okay. But, Tov. Oh, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Nun Hei. Chai Ol Nilmod B'chol Yom Torah Shebichsav Shu Tanakh Mishnah Gemara Poskim Bali Batim. The Bali Batim She'ein V'lom Dimrak Gimel O'Dalit Sha'os B'yom. Nebuch, you only got 3 or 4 hours for the Balabatim to learn. Lo yildim a gemara lechud. Don't you shouldn't just learn gemara. That was what Rabbeinu Tam said. Just learn the learn shas, you know gefes, and you'll get the gemara right. The bezeh eiyotze ella tsarich eiyotze ella rather what tsarich sheyilmod davka gam sifri poskim kol echad lefi hasagaso. Everyone has to learn psak halacha according to the level. One of the footnotes we quote is the Gra. The Gra would say to learn two daffin of Gemara with Rashi every day and Orach Chaim. To know lemaisa what to do. Then the next source, im ira lo onis, something, you know, beyond control happened. Shloha yochel lahashlim hakaviyah shlo b'yom. You couldn't make up your daily quote of what you learned. Ye'alav kimo chov. This is a debt that you owe. Yeshamenu belaila, and you have to make it up before you go to sleep. I forget which one of the nichutam it was with Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and he says I'm a bal chovos. So he told him beforehand that I won't be able to go to all the sheva brachas. Okay, he was masking. That was one of the things. So someone wrote, what do you think Reb Chaim meant when he says I'm a bal chovos? He has to go driving a taxi around at night, like he has a chiv. What he's learns every single day, he won't be able to participate in every single one of the sheva brachas. Right, Karim quotes the Gorn Erevin Samachay Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Yaziv Yamam Yipara Belaila. He would borrow during the day and pay back at night. Because to Hachronim Shila Olam Kodim Sheyotzim Mebeisa Medrash. Before you go Shachris Afila Im Ira Lo Onus. Even again Shoyuchal Lilma Bekvias Yomod Alkapon and Pasuk Echad O Halacha Achas. Person should learn a little bit. So that's this part again. This simon of Kuf Nun Hey is talking about the Seder Hayom. So it's talking about you finish davening. You should learn something. You should have a little something. I tell the boys, you know, summertime, sometimes it's hard for them to have a kavias. I tell them, take like a mishnayis with you and put it in your tefillin bag. That way you have it with you. You take a tefillin with you every morning after Shabbos. Do 2 mishnayis then. Get something under your belt. Halavai should be more, but at least you have something. And that's this idea about having some kavias in learning. Mishnayis is a little bit easier because, you know, it's not too much in that. So I know I'm skipping around a little bit. Let me go... Piskei Tshuvos. On the fourth line.
Who is the Piskei Tshuvos?
Rav Rabinowitz. He's a cousin of the Bialy Rebbe. I don't think we have this from actually in the. It's interesting. It's an interesting sefer. He quotes a lot of. It's some call it like a reworking of the Mishnah Berurah a little bit. Like it's interesting. He takes
he's
like.
Alive.
Yeah, he's alive today. Yeah, there's things. He's done all of Orach Chaim, and I think he started on Yoreh Deah. I saw there. There's a safer out. I think like on I think Hilchos Tamat Torah he has on maybe Kibbutz Abayin. Something like he takes and he works out and he brings in the contemporary poskim. So he writes on the fourth line here: Yesh lahem lechalik es itosam shemekadishim letorah b'shvil lilmod Tanakh. You have to divide it between times you learn Tanakh, Mishnayis, Gemara, the Iker Hazman. The main thing of Pershim Ben Ya'asku b'halachos shemechol yom liyada eich lihznaig al pi Torah v'limud sifrei Musar. So the main thing is that you know is to be able to learning, you know, in Kolel full time. You still have to find time, you know, practical halach lemaisa. Rav Shechter wrote a piece, might have been taken down, but he wrote that. He wrote that the reason why in yeshivas, they're learning pilpul. They don't learn halacha lemaisa. It says they don't know how to follow the sugya libe hilchasa to know the final conclusion of that. And that prevents their way of thinking clearly. So it's important of learning. You know, we also quote from Eliyoshev Zetzal, that when all the other guys in Kola were learning the sugyas, so they would just stop. Rav Eliyoshev would go and go through Beis Yosef, tour, and all the things, all the Shulchan Aruch, right, all the Nosei Kalim, and he would go then. They would say, why? That was a waste of time. Rav Eliyoshev got the last laugh, because when had to know halacha, everyone came to Rav Eliyoshev, because he learned the sugyas, Aliba the Hilchasa. But it's so important to know the halacha lemaisa. Even if a person has a leave like a dafyomi or something like that, but to know, to look up the Rambams, or just to know what actual halacha emerges from the whole sugya. Very important. So now I want to get to what the Dr. Lack said. If you look in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Tes, Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Ki Mesoras Hashem Cheftzo, Om Revi. Page 151. Yeah. Ein Adam Loimed Torah El Mamakam Shalibu Chafetz. A person should learn what he wants to, what his heart desires. Shneemar ki'i misoras Hashem cheftzo. What his passion is for, what he's pulled after. And I wanted to just say this is a beautiful sefer that came out, The Story of Our Lives. It's called The Lost Princess. It's an epic quest for the soul of our tradition, Rabbi Yaakov Klein. So he has it here on a, he's taking a famous story from Rabbi Nachman and lessons that can be learned from it. And he quotes actually his Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I'm just going to read a short section from his book. He quotes the idea of Ein Adam Lomid El Makom Shlibo Chafetz. A person can only truly connect to Torah that his heart is drawn toward. What works for one may not work for another. What worked for a Rebbe might not work for his student. Because although all of Torah is equally accessible to every Jew, each soul is particularly connected to a specific portion of Torah. As one grows in spiritual maturity and becomes more attuned to the yearnings of his soul, he must search for the specific area of Torah that feeds a personal flame of connection, whether it be new vistas of Agadah, Chassidus, Musar, and Machshava, or areas of Halacha that are not as widely studied. Becoming the best, quote, me, requires that I stop attempting to impersonate the avodah of others and finally follow the impulses of my very own soul. If I continue to force myself to engage in Torah study that's not fitting for the shoresh of my neshama, I risk growing frustrated and losing desire for the Torah entirely, Rachman Letzlan. And he quotes from Rav Kook in the Oris HaTorah. There are those who went in a bad way because in their path of study and attainment of completion, they rebelled against their personal unique nature. One person may be primed for the study of a God, and matters of halacha are not in accordance with his nature, that he should busy himself with them consistently. And because he doesn't recognize or value his special aptitude, he delves into the study of halacha, as is the accepted way, and he feels within his soul an aversion to these matters, because his immersion in them is not in accordance with the nature of his personal propensity. If, however, he would discover his purpose and fulfill it by constantly involving himself with this portion of Torah that fits his soul's nature, he would immediately understand the aversion he felt when he was studying halacha did not come about because of inherent lack in these holy and necessary studies, but rather because his soul was seeking involvement in a different area of Torah. Then he would remain faithful to the holiness of Torah in an elevated manner, performing acts of valor in the area of Torah which is pertinent to him, and helping those whose hands are mighty in halacha by granting them a taste of the sweetness of a God. However, since he doesn't realize the source for this feeling of aversion to his study and continues to negate his nature, when some way of freedom opens before him, he immediately escapes it and becomes a foe and a stranger to Torah and Emunah. So very powerful words of Rav Kook. I don't think that's a contrast to anything that we're saying. There still is a primacy in learning halacha. You have to know what to do. But for some people, like you were saying, that might not be their geshmak. That might not be their, you know, they would love to just, you know, open up a... The Malbim on Mishle, whatever it is, and that they get more of a geshmaka. That's what they should be doing. That, but to understand that there has to still be that base. You have to be grounded. Halacha, right? Is
the person only has, I don't know. Let's say a person has an hour and a half a day. They're going to the Malbim 45 minutes,
or
an hour, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's not going to be that much left for halacha.
Right. So I'd say probably have to learn for 45 minutes of the Malbim. Divide it up. You're spending time on the other areas, but make sure that the Malbim is part of your daily schedule. But to, you know, slice the pie a little differently, so you're not spending 50% of your time learning the Malbim on Mishle, right? But again, The whole point is the person has to have a geshmak in learning. And we quote from the famous, the Hakdama, the Egli Tal, that that's the definition of Torah Lishma. That the person who enjoys it, and that's what they're going to want to be doing. Is it the end of the world if a person, what's it called, spends 45 minutes learning the Malbim HaMishlei? It depends who you ask, right? It depends who you ask. Some people would say, to spend 3 hours a day learning Chassidus, some people would say that's scandalous. They say, what do you mean? That's the Chachila. Right? So you have to who you're asking, who you're talking to. But I think from a halachic perspective, just to kind of give a closure that we've been learning about this, there needs to be a primacy in learning halacha, because you have to lemaisa what to do. So you're telling me if you have an hour and a half, I think an hour and a half you can spend time with a significant portion that should be doing halacha. But a person also has to connect to something. If the person is not getting enjoyment out of it, then you got to find and talk to somebody to be exposed to something that's really going to... I know someone told me he loves Sfas Emes. That's like he can stay in the sefer for forever. But, okay, but you can't stay in the Sfas Emes forever. You have to know how to keep a kosher kitchen as well. But I think that the primacy is there. But again, each person has to find their niche, and that's why I like this quote from the book, The Story of Our Lives, that is pointing out that you have to connect that particular. Because everyone has a chilek in it. We would make fun of somebody all the time. Learns Mishnayos. I forget his name, but it was son-in-law of Reb Chaim Brisker. And he used to give a tremendous shvach, tremendous praises of his son. I think it was Hirsch Gold. I'm blanking on the name. Hirsch Gold or something like that. He was a Bucky Mishnayos. Reb Chaim Brisker, the Brisker. My son-in-law is a Bucky Mishnayos. And he had to be holding in that. So a person has to find what they connect to. But you have to connect one way or another. Okay, shkoyach.